This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
The person I consider to be a great authority on death is not an authority on death for because he's a doctor and he studied it. A man that I consider to be an expert on death is a man who lost 3 sons. That gives him the right to speak about death. He lost a son in a sledding accident. Sledding in the winter was killed. He lost a son during heart surgery, and he lost another son shortly after birth. So 3 times, I can't imagine the anguish and grief that Joseph Bailey and his wife went through saying goodbye to 3 sons, but nevertheless, that's what he went through. He wrote a book about death. And when that book came out, I wanted to know what this man who lost 3 sons had to say, and I want you to listen to what he says. I believe, he says, that our teaching about death should be coupled with teaching about heaven, that the emphasis should be on transition rather than cessation, which is a great thought. The Bible explains heaven in terms of rest. This may be appealing to an older person, but hardly to a child. The child will respond to other biblical descriptions of heaven as a happy place, a beautiful place, a place of activity where there will never be sadness or tears. You know, the book of Revelation talks about the day that he will wipe away every tear. There will be no weeping in heaven. Why? Because there will be no reason to weep. There will be no weeping in heaven because there will be no reason to weep. When a person dies, Joseph Bailey says, his spirit leaves his body in which it has always lived. A spirit is the real person, the part of us that nobody can see, the part that doesn't die. And listen to this story, one of the most powerful stories I've ever read in my life, a true story. A friend of mine was forced to leave inland China with his wife and small children when the communists took over the country in 1949. Each night of their escape to the coast, they slept in a different peasant hut. One night, his wife died quite suddenly and unexpectedly. When morning came, my friend had to explain to his children that their mother had died in the night, if you can believe this, and also, seemingly most difficult for children to understand, that they would have to leave their mother's body behind, buried in the ground, and continue their flight. If ever I prayed for wisdom, for the right words, it was then. And God gave those words to me. I reminded my children that we stayed in different huts each night, and when the morning came, the time to leave, we went on, leaving that particular hut behind. Mother's body was the house in which she lived, I explained. During the night, God told her to come home, so she went, leaving the house in which she'd been staying behind. That house was her body. We loved it. We still do. But mother no longer lives in it. So we will leave her there and put it in the ground when we leave in a few hours. Now listen to this. Somehow my children accepted that simple explanation. And then Joseph Bailey makes this comment. The simple explanation was also the true one. The simple explanation was also the true one. What I want to know is, what does the expert on life and death have to say? And that is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Let's go way back to the premise. If Jesus Christ is who he claimed to be, who did he claim to be? The resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. If he is the way, the truth, and the life, then he's not only the expert on religion, to use that word, and Jesus never used that word, by the way, but he is the expert. He's the expert on life. He's the expert on death. That's the one I not only want to know, but that's the one I want to hear what he has to say about life and death.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.